నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయే. నష్టప్రాయేషు భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్ఠికీ. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం 10th canto chapter 43 entitled Krishna kills the elephant. Text 1. Shri Shuka Uvacha Atha Krishnascha Ramascha Krita Shauchau Parantapa Malladunduhir Nirghosham శ్రుత్వా ద్రష్టుముపేయతుః. శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ అథ కృష్ణశ్చ రామశ్చ కృతశౌచౌ పరంతప మల్లదుందుభిర్నిర్ఘోషం శ్రుత్వా ద్రష్టుముపేయతుః. శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ అథ కృష్ణశ్చ రామశ్చ కృతశౌచౌ పరంతప మల్లదుందుభిర్నిర్ఘోషం శ్రుత్వా ద్రష్టుముపేయతుః. అథ కృష్ణశ్చ రామశ్చ కృతశౌచౌ పరంతప మల్లదుందుభిర్నిర్ఘోషం శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ అథ కృష్ణశ్చ రామశ్చ కృతశౌచౌ పరంతప నిర్ఘోషం మాతజీ అథ కృష్ణశ్చ రామశ్చ కృతశౌచౌ పరంతప ఆత్మనిర్ముఖి నిర్ఘోషం ద్రష్టుమపేయుదుః. శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ అథ కృష్ణశ్చ రామశ్చ కృతశౌచౌ పరంతప మల్లదుందుభిర్నిర్ఘోషం శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ. శ్రీ శుకదేవ్ గోస్వామి సెడ్, అథ నెక్స్ట్ కృష్ణ, కృష్ణ చ అండ్ రామ బలరామ్ చ ఆల్సో కృత హ్యావింగ్ క్యారీడ్ అవుట్ శౌచౌ ప్యూరిఫికేషన్ పరంతప ఓ చెస్టైజర్ ఆఫ్ ఎనిమీస్ మల్ల ఆఫ్ ద రెస్లింగ్ మ్యాచ్ దుందుభి ఆఫ్ ద కెటిల్ డ్రమ్స్ నిర్ఘోషం ద రిజౌండింగ్ వైబ్రేషన్ శ్రుత్వా హియరింగ్ ద్రష్టుం టు సీ ఉపేయతుః దే అప్రోచ్డ్. శుకదేవ్ గోస్వామి సెడ్, ఓ చాస్టైజర్ ఆఫ్ ఎనిమీస్, కృష్ణ అండ్ బలరామ్ హ్యావింగ్ ఎగ్జిక్యూటెడ్ ఆల్ నెససరీ ప్యూరిఫికేషన్ దెన్ హర్డ్ ద కెటిల్ డ్రమ్స్ రిజౌండింగ్ అట్ ద రెస్లింగ్ అరీనా అండ్ దే వెంట్ దేర్ టు సీ వాట్ వాజ్ హ్యాపెనింగ్. Purport, Srila Sridhar Swami explains the words Krita Shauchau, having executed all necessary purification, as follows. 2 days previously, Krishna and Balaram had executed their purification, their relief from offense by performing heroic deeds. The Lord's reason, even after we have made our power known by breaking the bow and by performing other feats, our parents still have not secured freedom. Kamsa is again trying to kill them. Therefore, although he is our maternal uncle, it will not be wrong for us to kill him. They assured their offenselessness by this reasoning. ఓమ జ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయా చక్షురుణ్మీలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపః కదా మహిం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురుః శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణా రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనసహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణలలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే గంగావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరు కృపాసింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభునిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ రామ రామ. Hare Krishna. Shukadeva Goswami said, O chastiser of enemies, Krishna and Balaram, having executed all necessary purification, then heard the kettle drums resounding at the wrestling arena, and they went there to see what was happening. So, we are discussing about the wonderful event of Krishna and Balaram entering into Mathura for the first time in this particular pastime, in this incarnation. They were born and instantly taken away for fear of Kamsa. Now they are 10-year-old and now they have come. And it has caused ripple in whole of Mathura. It's like some famous cricket group is reached and the finals are about to be played. Already everyone is a talk of the town. You know who's come? Who are the 12? Like that. There's two brothers. Actually, it was created. The cause of this is Kamsa. He's the one who actually invited. Didn't know what he was inviting. So, and Krishna and Balaram came. Amazing. Really, people want to worship heroes. But they really don't know who their heroes are. Rupa Goswami says, Nayakanam Shiroratnam Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam Yatra Nityataya Sarve Virajante Mahagunah. When there is no sunlight, people take shelter of glowworms. Similarly, when there is no understanding of Krishna consciousness, the supreme hero, Krishna, then people take shelter of local glowworms who glow for some time, to some extent, to some degree, and blow into oblivion. The heroes and their worshippers. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam and all the Vedic literatures are actually glorifying who is really worth worshipping. Who should be the real hero of our heart? And here are the two heroes entering and performing amazing activities and causing, you know, excitement in the whole town. But interesting, depending upon their consciousness, some are excited, some are crying tears of ecstasy, and some are extremely fearful. But the way they are just moving around, it's amazing. They just move around and create big havoc, absolutely unconcerned, and they move to the next. And here it is described, Krita Shauchau. They purified themselves. Purified themselves? They are supremely pure. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan. In fact, remembering the name of Krishna purifies. Apavitra, Pavitro, Va, Sarvavastham, Gatopi, Va. Yaha Smaret, Pundarikaksham, Sa, Bahyabhyantara, Shuchi. Having gone through impure or pure state in any situation of life, if someone very faithfully and attentively remembers Pundarikaksham, the lotus-eyed Lord, Sa Bahya Abhyantara Shuchihi. Such a nice way of getting cleansed. Cheapest way. Even without a bath. Of course, when you have facility, you should take bath. If you have nothing, this is enough. Bahya Abhyantara. So why do they need purification? So that is explained by Sridhar Swami here. At least they are clearing. They go, bhai, maine jo jo karna tha sab kar diya. Don't blame me. why I killed my uncle. They captured our parents and torturing them, threatening them, killed my 6 elder brothers. Nobody sees that. And creating havoc, constantly sending demons. It's amazing how in Kali Yuga everything else is neglected. Oh, Krishna, why did he do this? He gave so much opportunity. Sometimes people may ask, why did, even in Ramayana, when Vibhishan comes to surrender, Ram asks everyone suggestion and then he says, forget about that, I can crush them with the tip of my finger. So somebody may ask, tu itna army leke, why do you do all this? Natak. Who knows? I will give the last opportunity for them to change. Make a choice. Till the last moment. Still, maybe he will change. I demonstrated my strength by breaking the bow. Lord Ram also demonstrated his strength. So I have demonstrated my strength that what none of these people could do, including Kamsa, I have effortlessly done, like an elephant breaks a sugarcane stick. I have shown what is the result of not listening to my request, by just chopping off the head of the washerman. I have already demonstrated clearly, sent news everywhere clearly, what is the benefit of reciprocating with me by beautifying Kubja, who was, you know, bent in 3 places. She was beautiful, but nobody could see her face because she was bent. And it was ugly hunchback, bent in 3 places. Not like Krishna. Straight like this. Krishna is bent in a very amazing, fantastic way. So he's giving, you know, here is an opportunity to beautify yourself. Actually, in one sense, all of us are like Kubjas. In the sense, if you take a photograph, we may not be, we may be straight. But if somebody had the ability with a special camera to take photograph of our subtle body, oh, we are bent in so many places. Top to bottom, so many curves, crooked. Mind is crooked, the intelligence is crooked, the ego is so crooked. Krishna is inviting, throwing a choice. Want to be like Kamsa? Want to be like Trivakra? Who became very beautiful. Many years ago, a few years ago, one Prabhupada disciple, couple, Rukmini Mataji and Bharadwaj Prabhu or someone, they had come to our temple. Both of them were sitting to give the Sunday feast. And I was sitting in the audience. And Prabhuji was speaking and Mataji was about to speak. And I was just watching her. They were around late 50s or early 60s. 2-3 years back. And I looked at her and she looked actually very beautiful. And I was thinking, wow, she's so beautiful now at this age. How she must have been when she was initiated. Must be, you know, late teens and early 20s. I had this kind of favorite pastime during my school and college days. Not pastime, time pass. When Krishna does something, it is called pastime. And when we do something, it's called time pass. Somehow to kill time, we do something. I had this kind of sitting there, even sometimes when I'm sitting in the train looking at people, sometimes I'm staring at them, they may be misunderstanding. But I'm just thinking, always, suddenly I say, in the time machine, if this person is put and goes 30 years off, future, fast forward, how would this person look like? 40 years, 50 years, of course, then finished. And sometimes, when little kids, I see them, if they grow old, how do they look? And old people, when she was 60 years ago, how she must have looked? This was even my school days I used to do. It was like, you know, that whole diorama of Dehi Nosme Natha Dehi Kaumara. Probably that acted as an inspiration for me to take to spirituality a little seriously. Aisa sabko hona hi hai, jaldi kar le, sudhar ja. So, I was looking at her and she said, wow, she must be how... Then I said, hey, bad habits, let go. Listen to what she has to say. Don't look at her. And amazingly, surprisingly, when she started speaking, the first thing, almost like at the beginning, she said, when Prabhupada was about to hand her the initiation beads, he looked at her and said, oh, you are so beautiful. It was like a confirmation. Mahajano ye nagat. I said, this time I just kind of crossed through. And she said, oh, you're looking so beautiful. And then he handed her the beads, gave her the name, and they said, now I want you to become beautiful from within. And she said, for last 40, 45 years, I have been meditating on the first instruction that he gave me after initiation. I am still yet not come to terms and know. What exactly did he mean? He gave me a lifetime project. You are so beautiful. Now you become beautiful from within. And she was telling, that's what initiation is all about. Initiating the process of becoming beautiful. Beautiful not in the eyes of the world. That is a very fleeting beauty. But beauty in the eyes of the Lord. The whole world is attracted to Krishna, whoever knows about him. But Krishna is attracted. He desperately looks. And he is attracted to some people who have this beauty. And this beauty is not skin deep. This beauty is so fleeting. One time I saw a person, 90% burn injury. Young lady, wanting to commit suicide. All that skin had come off, just that external skin. It had come off. Ghastly. Another time one person took some sulfur drugs, you know. It was actually for some curing some medicine. And that medicine was allergic and that person, everything has rashes. And she showed me on the mobile the photograph. So ghastly. But on a very superficial level, yes, we may be attracted to this kind of beauty. But Krishna doesn't see all that. He sees its value for what it is, worth. But really what he is attracted is the internal beauty. And that beauty is what makes a person attractive to not only the Lord, to his pure devotees. They are attracted. They don't see externally. They see the beauty of the soul. And the soul's beauty is devotion, basically. In fact, in Ramayana, there are 7 khandas, right? Bala Kanda, Ayodhya Kanda, then Aranya Kanda, Kishkindha Kanda, then Yuddha Kanda, and Uttara Kanda. All these are self-explanatory. Bala Kanda, bachche mein the, Ayodhya mein kya kya ho gaya. Ayodhya Kanda, bada Kanda hua jo Ayodhya mein. Turning point for whole Ramayana. Then, Aranya Kanda, they went into forest. Kishkindha Kanda, Kishkindha mein hua. Yuddha Kanda, Yuddha hua. Uttara Kanda, Samapti. Introduction, final prologue. and epilogue. What about this Sundarkand? What was so Sundar about it? When Hanumanji went to Lanka, this Sundarkanda starts from Hanumanji jumping into Lanka and then finding Sita, pacifying and consoling her, jumping back to Ram, telling him the news. This is the end of Sundarkanda. Why is it called Sundarkanda? When Hanumanji goes to Lanka, he sees the beauty of Lanka. Amazing, he's stunned. But is that why it is called Sundarkanda? That's not Sundar. Many cities on the planet today are very Sundar. Externally, beautifully designed. But once you land there, then you see it's not so Sundar. So, that's not Sundar. This is the place where Hanumanji describes the physical beauty of Lord Ram to Sita to convince her, I know Ram. Top to bottom, everything. That's why. That was the Sundar part. Is that the reason why it is called Sundarkanda? Maybe. This is the place where the chastity of Sita is brought up. Even though there are so many temptations, so many threats, but from internally, her purity she maintains. And when Hanumanji sees, he says, no wonder Ram is ready to do anything to get her back. He said, now I understand. He's ready to do anything, you know, fight any war just to get her back. Is that the beauty? Maybe. That the real thing why Sundarkanda is called Sundar, it is described that it is because of the beauty of Hanumanji. Sometimes people, they can't read the Ramayana, they just read Sundarkanda. 66 to 67 chapters. And here, there is this, in one sense, the essence of Ramayana in one sense is brought out. Because here, the way Hanuman took to the mission and saw it to its execution, full execution, is brought out. Tremendously encouraging for a sadhaka, how to be focused, how to be dexterous, expert in executing one's activity. Hanumanji, that Sundarkanda can be divided into three parts. One is called searching for Sita. First of all, going to Lanka and searching for Sita. After searching, seeing Sita, pacifying her, giving her hope and faith. And third is giving a sample of what's coming to Ravan and his associates. Then executing, coming back successfully. As in Acharya, Hanumanji is demonstrating, we are all in one sense like Sita. Here in this particular situation, Sita represents a conditioned soul who was with Ram. Ram was standing next to her and she saw a deer that did not exist in the whole creation of Brahma. Maya, what is not? And she was attracted. And the word used by Valmiki there is Abhirama. Ram is standing, but that is Abhiram. Better than Ram. And Lakshman expressed, hey, there is nothing like this. This is not in the 84 lakh species. Surely this is a demon. I know why you are making some world. Cool, Ram is in danger again. So actually she sent Ram behind the deer. We are all like that. And then kidnapped by Ravan. The moment Bhogavancha kare, nikatastha maya tare japatiya dhare. Japatke uthan. That's exactly what Ravan did. Distracted Mother Sita by something that was not true. Promising something that's not true. Something can be better than association of Lord Ram, service of Lord Ram. And then captured her in Trikuta, on the Trikuta mountain of Lanka. And she suffering. And Hanuman, as an acharya, on the mission of the Lord, crosses the ocean. Here ocean can also mean viraja. And comes on the mission of the Lord, desperately looking for all the conditioned souls who are suffering, who have some, you know, they want to unite with Ram, but they have no idea how to do it. And they are suffering. So Anveshana, he starts looking for such souls. Sometimes it's very discouraging. One is trying, but he's not finding Sita. But he doesn't give up. And even to come to Lanka, how much struggle? What focus is necessary? What determination is necessary? How much of expertise is necessary? How much of courage is necessary? He demonstrates all the qualities necessary to execute the mission of Lord Ram. And after finding Sita, he sees she is about to commit suicide. He just tied her hair to the branch and she wants to commit suicide. And he has to go and convince her. And she doesn't trust anyone. She doesn't trust anyone because Ravan came in so many forms to kind of, to inspire her to actually take shelter of and surrender to him, submit to him. And therefore, Hanumanji knew if I suddenly jump up and said, I am Hanuman. First of all, the big monkey coming here. And I'm shouting like this, I am Ram, Ram, Ram should be. And she was scared, so scared. Every day this fellow would come and threat. She wouldn't trust. How to create trust? Even if he gave the ring before, she could have said, manufactured karke laya kuch to naya tha. So, he had to gradually, think of ways and means how to create faith in her that actually I am a representative of Ram. I have come to actually protect you. No other motivation other than actually helping you to take back to Sita and take back to Lord Ram. And completely morose and discouraged to encourage her. Spoke so nicely, gradually. First started singing. Sitting up there, he started singing Ram Katha. Naturally, Sita was attacked. Who's speaking Ram Katha? Who's speaking? Tung, then the Hare, this is Ram's. And then gradually, very to create faith in people about the Lord is not easy. It's so easy to destroy the faith. It is so difficult to build a person's faith. It takes 20-30 years to grow the tree. It just takes 20 seconds, especially if you have an electric saw. I saw in London one time I was there. Huge tree, but it was bending too much on the temple. According to rules there, if it is too much, it's danger, so it has to be cut. So you have to announce, report to the city council, they will come and cut it and go. And they came, put up everything and in 20 minutes, all the branches they cut first. And the last thing that they cut was the bottom. And within 20, and they had a full truck. And one fellow was cleaning up everything. Not one leaf left. Just one stump. what remained of a tree in 20 minutes. So I was suddenly thinking, it must have taken years and years, decades to grow this big. And it takes only a few seconds. So faith is so difficult to build up in people, especially in Kali Yuga. People have no faith. And they have good reason for it, of people's intention. And in such a thing to create and instill that faith and encourage it, it's not easy. It requires so much of endeavor. And then, one sample to Ravan, what's going to come? In this way, if you see Srila Prabhupada, that's his beauty. Literally, he flew into the city of gold. In that sense, in America at that time, in the 60s, that was the place of, you know, everyone was wanting to go, aspiring to go. Bhoga Aishwarya. If you really want to enjoy and you want to make your life successful, you have to go there. Still now is. So he went there and looked at these people and inspired them, gave them faith and brought them to Vrindavan back. And then I had to create that faith in them. Not easy. Create that faith and actually bring them back. So that is the Sundar Kand of Ramayana. That's the beauty of. And that gives so much hope. It's the most beautiful part. And it gives us hope. I would like to briefly tell you, since Ramayana is coming, this some kind of a person who was not only beautiful from within, but he exhibited it, and how he became beautiful when the choice was given. Krishna gave everyone a choice in Mathura. He told yesterday, amazingly, Gaur Krishna Prabhu, pure Krishna Katha, pure. Smooth flow, it was like nectar. So he told that dhobi, dekho bhai, thoda tayar hoke jana hai humko. Are kahan ja rahe hain, thoda impression hona chahiye. Do. Theek hai. He gave a choice. By that time word had spread. If Krishna gives a choice, better take the... What happens otherwise also demonstrated. So he asked Sudama, he asked Trivakram. Ah, they responded. Everyone had a choice. They properly utilized the choice. And that, in that instant they became beautiful. So by properly utilizing the choice, they became beautiful. So in Ramayana there is one place where one person, when given the choice, made the right, it was not easy. Huh? Now we may laugh at that book. Achha, chandan de dena tha na. It seems so simple. Chandan hai, lagana. If you, unless you actually enter that pastime, put yourself in their shoes. We actually do not know what it means to have a king. Rajagya, if it is a king's order, anyone dare break it? What kind of punishment they had for that? And especially king like Kamsa, fear personified. It's like a local mafia guy. 8 baje tak nahi diya to dekhna. And he's standing there and something else. Is that there? Should I give it or not? He was a terror. And Trivakra was a direct personal. She would supply every day. She knew what the risk was. But she didn't care. She took a risk. It's a big risk. And she was very close to the palace. News would reach like that. She didn't care. She made the right choice and she became very beautiful. This is after Hanuman jumps back and gives the message to Lord Ram. And then Lord Ram comes along with the whole army of Vanara Sainya to on the shores of Lanka. And here Ravana comes to know this. And he has seen what one monkey has created. Practically half of Lanka was burnt. The remaining was burnt by others. Actually, it was not even Hanuman. Hanuman did the ritual of burning. What burnt Lanka? Yat shokam agnim. Janakatma jaya. Dadaha Lankam, that was the end product. Last, just like the bamboo collapsing after the whole thing is made hollow by these worms. What do you call it? Termites. The last part, that was just a excuse. But what actually had burnt Lanka even before was Shokam Agnim Janakatma Jaya. A chaste lady's tears. And that Ravana didn't realize. Or rather, he was so covered up, he didn't bother. So after Hanuman departs, Ravan calls for a meeting. Very important. Important meeting. Because he knows that already they have come and standing on the other side of the sea. And they know they will come somehow or other. Nothing is impossible for these people. She has heard also what they have done. And so all the top leaders of Lanka, powerful people, practically conquered the whole world. They are sitting there. And Ravana is sitting amidst them. And then he says, amazing. Ravana, he knew scriptures. Whether he followed or not, that's a different thing. But he knew scriptures. Perfectly. He says, before even asking for suggestions, he says, Trividha Purusha Loke Uttama Adhama Madhyamaha Tesham Tu Samavetanam Gunadausha Vadamyaham. He said, Trividha Purusha Loke. In this world there are three types of people. Uttama, Madhyama and Adhama. Tesham Tu Samavetana. For your enlightenment, my dear colleagues. Gunadausha Dosha Vadamyaham. I am going to tell you, what is the guna and what is the dosha? Why they are madhyama? Why they are adhama? And why they are uttama? In taking advice, to build a strategy, anyone, if you want to make a strategy, who is the best strategy maker? Mantras tribhirhi samyuktaha samarthair mantra nishare mitrair vapi samanarthaihi Bandhavairapi Vadhikaihi Sahito Mantra Yitva Yaha Karma Rambhan Pravartayet Daivecha Kurute Yatnam Tamahu Purushottamam. So who is Purusha Uttama? The best. Mantra Stribhirhi Samyuktaha. If you take mantrana, mantrana means advice. If you want to take, do anything, any major endeavor, what to speak of major, even a small endeavor in your life, you have to take some good advice. So who is the uttama advice seeker? Three things he must do. Number one, samarthaihi. By qualified, competent people, mantra mitraye. First of all, he should gather his friends, his equals, and bandhavairapi, and those who are his real well-wishers. He must consult. Then, karma rambhan pravart, daivamcha, daivecha. He must have faith in the providence. Ki jo hona hai, so hoga hi. At the same time, kurute yatnam, full endeavor. Just the other day in our school, Gopal's Garden School, I had a debate competition, kind of a debate in the class. Hands that work are better than lips that pray. And I told them, don't just argue for the sake of argument. Put your hand on your heart. Believe, tell me, what do you believe? Which of them is true? Hands that work are better than lips that pray. How many of you really from the core of your heart believe this? They looked for confirmation. How many are lifting? And then gradually, major people, many of them lifted their hands. I said, hands that work are better than lips that pray. And about 3-4 people, mostly girls, and very devoted girls. Lips that pray are more important than hands that work. Alright, now give your reason. Why do you feel that? Prabhuji, God helps those who help themselves. He had very good argument. Convincing that actually hands that work is more important than lips that pray. And then I looked at the girls. Not girls, one boy was also there. I says, Prabhuji, without prayer, how can anything be successful? Draupadi was helpless. What hands? Her hand she lifted. That is the time when real protection came. When Gajendra lifted his hand. So somebody, you know, this boy said, but you even to pray you need hands. Gajendra didn't have hands. He prayed with his... So kind of this discussion went on. And after everything was said, then they said, Prabhuji, aapka mat kya hai, batao. I said, are you ready? I'm going to tell my view. I said, yeah. I 100%, I asked them, you know, okay, you all believe that little of this and this. 70-30, 20-80, 80-20, how much? 20-20. What is this? Then somebody said 80-20, 70-30. And then they asked, Prabhuji, aapko kya bolte, 50-50 ya kitna? I said, I believe 100% that hands that work are more important than lips that pray when you are working. And I believe 100% lips that pray are more important than hands that work when you are praying. Then they said, Prabhuji, chalu kaam ho gaya. you are a politician now. So you are trying to satisfy both the group. I said, no. No, believe me. I believe 100% and hands at work are more important than lips that pray when you are working. Then I gave Prabhupada's example of the bird trying to empty the ocean to get her eggs back. One time a sparrow laid its egg and the ocean came and took away the eggs. And she prayed, please, please return back my egg. And the ocean had a good laugh. Kya karna hai, kar le. And she took a vow. She said, I'm going to empty you up. And he had a bigger laughter. Can you imagine ocean laughing? And she said, I'm going to empty. And she took it up. She would pick up one drop and go and drop it somewhere and come back. Everyone was laughing. There is no hope. But she was working all, even if I die doing this, I'll do it. And then, when this news reached Garudji, oh, my sister is struggling, and this rascal ocean is not giving, then he came down, he said, will you give or will I take up the job now? I'll take it up. Then he said, pehle se bola tha na, de deta. Immediately handed over. So, I said that really speaking, trying to remove anarthas from our heart, oceanic depths of lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, And we remove one bucket and another bucket is still there. It is maybe only one bucket. You say, Prabhuji, our heart is only so much. But it is an amazing Akshay Patra. You remove lust and again lust comes in. Never ending lust. It is full of it. Not lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, everything. And it's emptying, trying to remove all these anarthas from our heart on our own is like this bird trying to empty the ocean. But the bird never gave up. That attracted the attention of the Lord's mercy. So there was a beautiful quote. Work as if everything depends on you. And pray as if everything depends on the Lord. Not as if it is. And then I quoted from Bhagavad Gita. Because Ravana is speaking the same thing. Unfortunately, he doesn't follow what he's telling. That's all. Even the devils quote scriptures. Says in the Bible. So, for those of you who are interested in substantiating every statement that I am making here, the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, text number 13 to 17. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Five verses. I would like you to read along with the purport. I'll just briefly read it. Panchaitani Mahabaho Karana. Krishna is telling, O mighty armed Arjun, according to the Vedanta, there are five causes for the accomplishment of all action. Now learn of these from me. For any action to be successfully executed, there are five causes. And one has to consider all the five factors. What is that? Adhishthanam tatha karta karanam cha prathak vidham. Vividhascha prathak cheshta daivam chaivatra panchamam. The word daiva is used. It says, the place of action, that means the body, the performer, the soul, the various senses, the activities, many different kinds of endeavor, that means your own endeavor, and ultimately the super soul. So if you don't consider the super soul and keep working, 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 you become egoistic. And that is described by Krishna very beautifully. He says, whatever right or wrong action a man performs by body, mind and speech is caused by these five factors. Those who are demoniac just do not consider the daiva factor. And what is daiva? Whatever you have sown is going to come back. How can't we understand this? Our own activities are going to come back. We are sowing the seed. If somebody breaks his hand and goes to the doctor, you go to the doctor. Just, you know, you have a fracture, so you go to the doctor and the doctor, you know, sets it up kind of and ties a, what do you call a plaster, and says 7 weeks, hang it to the whatever ceiling. So your endeavor is going to the doctor, and the doctor's endeavor is to put it straight and just put the plaster. Can the doctor make it move? Actually, he just daivam. Now daivam, it should act and apne aap heal hona chahiye. You can facilitate it by making sure that it doesn't move, facilitate it by putting a thick plaster. But you just have to depend. You give the best medicine and wait that the body responds, which is not in our control. And then there is a time factor. Samay se pehle aur bhagya se jyada. Kisi ko kuch nahi mila. Right? People say that. There is a time. Time factor is there. The mercy factor is there and endeavor is also there. If you don't consider all the factors, that's very important part that he says. And therefore, one who thinks himself the only doer, not considering the five factors, is certainly not very intelligent and cannot see things as they are. One who is not motivated by false ego, whose intelligence is not entangled, though he kills men in this world, does not kill, nor is he bound by his actions. Yasya na aham krito bhavo, buddhir yasya na lipyate. Two things. Not influenced by false ego. Kuch bhi ho, I will achieve it. Maya karke dikhaunga. You know what all I have achieved? Look at the records. Look at the medals. Look at all the trophies. That's exactly what Ravana was proud of. And what his so-called mantris reminding him. Maharaj, kitna medal mila hai aapko? Sab logon ko haraya aapne. Khane ye Ram. So he's telling, consulting all the ministers. Then he says, what about the second person? He decides everything alone. He alone thinks of the positive of dharma. And he himself takes up everything. He doesn't trust anyone else. Only himself. And the third, gunadoshau na nischitya, without even thinking about the consequence, tyaktva daiva vipashrayam, he gives up, he doesn't bother about whatever is destined or whatever his actions are. Guru Sadhu Shastra tell, karishyami iti yah karyam upekshet. I want it. I want what I want when I want. Okay? I shall get it. Mini Hitler. I have achieved so much, I will achieve nevertheless. Ignore daiva, no consideration of pros and cons, end up in procrastination. And 100% failure, moghasa, mogha karmano, mogha jnana vichetasa. Then, Ravana speaks about how to make strategic decisions. So, decisions are of three types. When it is unanimously agreed by all the ministers, without differences and reservations, mutual differences and reservations, and after objective and scientific analysis, everyone is in consensus, and the mutual things are clarified, then when it is done, that is the best decision. Second best is unanimity under compulsion of expediency. Just like now, three parties have won. And unka party jada hai, 55 seats. And we have 31, 14 and 8. Expediency, you come together. The goal is not, I mean, they have different views. But they have come together for a purpose. Kissa kursi ka. So you come together only for a immediate purpose. But different views and different expectations and different things. They have agreed somehow. But they hold different views. It doesn't last long. That decision doesn't last long. Even though it may be good. And if all, what is the third type of decision? All hold divergent views. No mutual understanding by mutual dissension. I mean, there is dissension. And no adjustment. So it's a, that's what happened in the Kurukshetra war. Duryodhan had to fight a war. Each one had his own agenda. Each one has his own conditions. And even though the Pandavas were on one side, very less number, but they had this consensus. Yeah, the same thing was there. Everyone was egoistic. So, he says, so, my dear colleagues, how best can we resist the attack of Ram and save our people and save our city? All Rakshasa warriors wanting to impress how great they are start glorifying Ravan and says, my lord, you have defeated Kubera and taken his Pushpak Viman. You have defeated Maya, the big demon, and to make peace with you, he gave his daughter Mandodari to you. Varuna, Yama, Devendra have begged for your mercy. Kya ye Ram? Who is this Ram? Forget it. No consideration of wisdom in terms to see consequences. No consideration of morality in consideration of the scriptures. There was only one thing strong in them. Strength and daring. Tremendous strength, no doubt about it. And tremendous daring. Because daring is a good thing, but fools dare where the angel fear to tread. Sometimes daring should also have some good intelligence behind. They had strength and daring in ample, but they lacked the wisdom and the morality to consider the consequences. When all of these were glorifying and, "Don't worry, Prabhu, we are all with you," Vibhishan gets up and, "Hey, but," makes them sit down. Just sit down. And with folded hands, goes to Ravan. And he tells Ravan, he said, "My dear brother," with great respect, he says, "My dear brother, before doing danda, before punishing someone, you should try the other techniques. Sama, dana and bheda. This should be the last resort that anyone should. It's not that you just go and attack. Because all of these are talking about, let's go and attack. Who are these monkeys? Just destroy them. Are those two human beings? Vanavasis? Going with a little one, bow and arrow. Offensiveness is okay when the enemy has certain weakness. What are the weakness? If they are not alert, if they are sapped by internal dissension and conflict, already they are fighting in between themselves, there is no consensus. And if the king's inexperience, old age and chronic disease cripples his might and resources, at that time you just go and just destroy them and conquer them. But the enemy is really strong. But I see Ram is alert. In fact, he is fully eager. All the monkeys are focused. And they are strong, valiant and intent on victory. Look at what Hanuman alone did to Lanka. And this is one monkey of all the millions that are waiting there. Don't underestimate their strength and resources. What did Ram do to us? Alright, okay. Even if you say you are very strong, what did Ram do to us? Did he do anything? To abduct Sita, first of all, what you have done is wrong and sinful. Ne, khar ko marana. Khar and Dushan, they attacked. He didn't. Surpanaka came and, you know, she wanting to destroy Sita. So, he just kind of disfigured. And now, Khar and Dushan attacked. And in self-defense, he actually killed them. He didn't attack. They attacked. And by the way, let me tell you, to carry other's wife is a crime. It leads to, he's quoting scriptures, it leads to loss of wealth, artha, brings ill fame, ayashaskara, shortens longevity, kshinayuhu, and he says, spells ruin, nasha. Such a chaste lady you have brought, and by cheating. Ram is righteous and truthful. We shouldn't have hostility. And very, he concludes his statement by telling, Tyajashu kopam sukhadharma nashanam bhajasva dharmam rati kirti vardhanam prasida jivema saputra bandhavaha pradiyatam dasharathaya maithili. He says, Tyajashu kopam. Ashu, quickly you give up your anger, which is sukha dharma nashanam. You can't think properly, you dharma nash and also sukha, you will not be happy. And bhajasva dharmam rati kirti vardhanam, it brings happiness and glory. Follow the path of dharma. Prasida jivema saputra bandhava, every one of us will survive and we will be happy. Pradiyatam, just you do one thing. Pradiyatam dasharathaya maithili, just take maithili, hand over to Dasharathi, the son of Dasharath. That's all. It's as simple. Just remove these women, one woman, and everything will be alright in Lanka. This was too much for Ravan. Alright, court dismissed. because he couldn't argue there. So he dismissed the court. And he went back to his palace. And at night, so many people were there and, you know, going on and on. And Vibhishan again goes there at night. And some of his intimate ministers are there, and many brahmanas are worshipping, glorifying him, and, you know, giving him blessings. Whatever happened should early happen very quickly. It's going on. So then he says, he describes all the ill omens, inauspicious signs that are surrounding Lanka from the day Sita came, being abducted by Ravan. He said, look at all the ill omens. And therefore, creating Bheda, creating some kind of fear, and telling, please. And he says, don't think I'm speaking out of ignorance. I'm not speaking out of ignorance. I'm not speaking out of fear. I'm not nervous. Sometimes they think, because Indrajit and others say, hey, this fellow has become nervous and fearful of all the... I say, no. He said, simply return Sita back. But he just dismisses him again. He says, okay, tomorrow morning we'll see. And next day morning, Ravana goes early in the morning, first one to go inside. And he sits there and he says, call everyone. And instantly all the demons run there and call. And then Ravana meeting. And the meeting starts. And look at what he's doing. He is giving the decision first. And he says, now all of you think how to execute what my decision is. Totally against what he spoke the other day. He says, I have captured Sita by force. Ho gaya jo ho gaya, bolo mat mere. She is most beautiful. I have lost my heart to her. She has refused. Returning her back is unthinkable. Don't you dare. Kisi ne bola to sar kaat dunga. Any suggestions? Can you imagine? She has asked for a year's time. This is totally false. He has given her a year's time. Otherwise, I'll make lunchbox out of you. I'm going to eat you up, he says. He says, and then he says, Ram and Lakshman's army are on the other side of the ocean. Think of a strategy as to how Ram and his enemy can be destroyed and Sita can be retained here. Any questions, suggestions, and discussion? Ho gaya, decision ho gaya, meeting ho gaya. Not considering pros and cons. Third, Adama. Deciding. But for namesake is doing all these things. So, knowing is one thing. Jnanam vijnana sahitam. There is no application. Knowing scripture is one thing, but the ego doesn't allow to actually apply it. Then Kumbhakarna gets up. And Kumbhakarna starts blasting Ravan. He says, did you ask us before kidnapping Sita? Now you are coming and telling us, अभी संकट आ गया. संकट आने से पहले उखल में सर क्यों डाला तू? डालने से पहले पूछा. Why didn't you ask me? He says, people who act in haste come to grief. You acted in haste, my dear brother. You should have considered the consequence even before doing this. But you are so overcome by lust, you lost your head. Those who throw morals away come to ruin. He is telling by Kumbhakarna says this. You have eaten poisoned food. It is your good fortune that Ram hasn't killed you yet. Amazing advice. But unfortunately, conclusion is, jo ho gaya so ho gaya. Ab main hu na, I'll protect you. Jo bhi aayega. This is where half-hearted thing. You know? Heart versus head. Duty versus love. So-called love. Affection. Because of his affection for his brother, he told the truth, but he couldn't live by that. He said, whatever it is, I'll fight for you. Till death. And then, Mahaparshva, one of the powerful, he gets up. He said, Ravan, what nonsense are you talking? Hey, there's one lady and you are so much anxiety, itna bada meeting, why do you want? Go and molest her today. Why are you asking her permission? Some people say this. Ravana, are bhakti sab, shakti sab ne dekhi, bhakti hi nahi dekha. It is there in Ravan himself says, I wish I could do it, but mere ko shaap mila hai, isiliye forced brahmachari hu. Some people say, look at Ravan's brahmacharya. People say this, an argument. Look at Ravan's brahmacharya. Sita was there. Ek saal tak chua nahi. Because you know what was the situation. He says, mere ko shaap mila ho, punjika sthali bolke uske paas gaya tha, to Brahma ji cursed me. He said, any time without somebody volunteering and you know, approaching, if you touch, then you'll be finished instantly. Sit down. Mere ko sikhana hai. Mere ko nahi mana itna. You think I don't know? See, give some good suggestion. So Mahaparshva sits down. And then Ravana starts glorifying, again brags about his own glories. What all I have done. Except this one thing, all I have done. And then Vibhishan gets up again. Again, I mean, he's trying his best, gets up, and he said, my dear brother, you have put a poisonous snake around your neck and asking for suggestion. Ram's power of arrow is undefeatable. Ram Baan, you know? Sare samasyaon ka Ram Baan dawa. Ram Baan, once it is left, it is undefeatable. And then he turns to the ministers, all of them practically. He says, you ministers are his enemies. You are not your friends to support his foolish decision. Yatha raja tatha praja. He's making some decision and you all hame ha mila rahe ho, approving it. Indrajit gets up. He said, Mama Shri! This Mama Shri is another one who is a good one. He said, Vibhishan, you are just a coward. You are a traitor. You are a disgrace to our glorious family. What a family we have. And he starts bragging about his own glory. You know what I have done? Indra. I had tied him up and threw him there. Indrajit. Starts glorifying about himself. Then Vibhishan, he says, Indrajit, you are so childish. You are so immature. You are so arrogant. And you are not actually your friend, but you are the enemy of your father. You are leading everyone to their doomsday. Ravan is hearing all this. And Ravan by this time is actually frustrated. And he says, Vibhishan, so far you have surviving. This is a grace of mine. He says, you are actually a serpent. You are actually an enemy. You are a hypocrite. You are envious. You are an opportunist. Of course, he gives a full detail. I'm just giving you the essence. Different titles he gives. Award for his loyalty and genuine concern. It's like Vidura speaking to Dhritarashtra. Didn't like it. And you know what Ravana says? You are a cloud that thunders but doesn't rain. That means you are a friend who never does any good. So just you keep hang around, friend. But when the need is there, you're not helping. Just see, his reasoning is also right. A friend in need is a friend indeed. My need me who? I want Sita. This is his need. After having all Miss Universes inside his palace, Devakanya, Rishikanya, Rajakanya, practically captured from all over the universe. You are like a water drop on the lotus leaf. You are part of the family, but no love and hence totally aloof. Padma Patra Mimambasa. You are like a drop of water on the lotus leaf. Namesake, you are there, but you are totally aloof. You are unconcerned. While Vibhishan was the only person who was genuinely concerned about Ravan. But this is his perception. How a person influenced by false ego, lust, etc., can kick away his own well-wishing friends is seen here. If we allow these anarthas to come in our heart. So it's not that, you know, Ravan udare, hamlog achhe idhar. This Ravana can be within our heart also. We'll not be able to recognize. And then he said, if you were not my brother, I would have killed you. He said, get lost, get the hell out of here. And he actually gets up and kicks him on the chest. Seeing this as Daiva, Vibhishan instantly takes his club and rises up in the air. He's a demon. He's a Rakshasa. He rises up along with his four very intimate associates. Only four people, that's all. Rises up in the air and he wishes him farewell. But while going, he says a very interesting point. Vibhishan says, Sulabhaha Purusha Rajan Satatam Priyavadinaha Apriyasya cha Pathyasya Vakta Shrota cha Durlabha. He said, Sulabhaha Purusha Rajan. It is very easy, O king, to get people around surrounding you Satatam Priyavadinaha. Always trying to speak goody-goody stuff. Apriyasya cha Pathyasya. Telling you what is really beneficial for you, even if it means hurting you, sometimes. Vakta, shrota, those who speak such words, and those who are able to hold such words, they are very rare. I did my best. I am leaving. I still love you, but I can't help you. There is no point in me staying here. And then he leaves. Vibhishan's character comes up so beautifully in this particular instance. This is his beauty. We are talking about internal beauty, right? This is the internal beauty. What is his character? Gentle and amiable with a purpose. Sometimes we are so gentle. We are very amiable. Everyone loves us. No one trusts us. Why? Because we want to be good to everyone. We don't want to be bad to anyone. Even if that person goes to hell, let him slip away slowly, gradually, without any difficulty. What can I do? So not only was he gentle and amiable, but he had a very clear purpose. On occasions, he can be uncompromisingly frank, or sometimes it may seem even rude, and unflinching courage at the risk of his own life. Kubja did that. Even if it means spoiling that relationship. But if it is really helpful for that, beneficial for that person, he risks. He loves Ravan, but loves Dharma more. I love, but when, if this is the, our center, our relationship with Krishna in the center, if Krishna is taken away from the center, that relationship is very materialistic. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. It's just like a pleasing each other's ego. That kind of a relationship. So, loyal to master and patriotic, but more anxious to save them from ruin. That was his concern. He was loyal. He was not patriotic. He was patriotic, but he saw that the ruination. Can't tolerate psychophancy. You know, chaplaincy. Yes, sir. Yes, men. Many a times people are surrounded by yes men. Anyone who speaks anything against is seen as an enemy. And therefore they become loners amidst these kind of sycophants. Has courage that only dharma gives, to stick to the path of truth at all costs. This is a man of integrity. Even if it means losing everything that he's had. He didn't go to his home and told his wife, what do you think, you know? Pack back karke jaane ka saath mein ke. No, he just left. He didn't ask anyone. He didn't even look back. Instantly he got up and left. He's ready to renounce in a moment the pleasures binding him to the earth. In this place, when he leaves, as soon as he goes in the air and starts moving towards Ram on the other side of the ocean, he is used Shriman. The word is used Shriman. Shri means opulence. Today, he became bereft, actually. Bereft of his position in Lanka, bereft of his, you know, all the facilities he had, of his palace. He knew he cannot come back now. Either Ravan dies or something, that's all, otherwise nothing. But he's used as Shriman. Today he became the most opulent. Why? Because real opulence is to establish your relationship with the Lord. And today, he rejected everything else for choosing. This is the right choice he made. We are talking about choices, right? To become internally beautiful, you make the right choice. He made the right choice here. Because he possesses the real wealth, his relation with Ram, and not relating relations of the flesh. Lanka, yeh mera bhai, yeh mera behen. Could have said that. Lakshman is also called Lakshmi Vardhana. Even Gajendra is called Shriman the day he surrendered. So many instances in the Bhagavatam. Vibhishan rises in the air with his gada and four ministers. It is described that the gada represents, it's like a statement, clear statement that Ram is my savior. Flag. It's like you tilak, where you tilak, you know, that's like declaring clearly. This now belongs to Lord Ram. This is Ram's property. Vibhishan leaves Ravan and in the next moment arrives at where Ram is there. It's like a calf which is released, runs to the mother cow to take the milk. Like that, instantly he didn't consider, kahan jaun, address kaun sa de, koi dost hai kya? Instantly, there was only one choice. Instantly came to Lord Ram. And very interestingly, Valmiki uses the word. When he reaches Ram, he says, Ajagama. That means he returned, arrived, and he didn't go to Ram. He arrived at Ram. You arrive at your house. You go from your house. Right? You go from your house to some place. But when you arrive back home, back to Godhead. Very interesting, Prabhupada used that word. Back home. It's like after a troublesome journey, your heart is waiting. When will I go home? I can be relaxed. No anxiety, hopefully. Not in this home of this world. That home, real home. And then, Sugriva sees, and all the monkeys see, huge cloud practically coming up. He says, hey, badal nahi hai, to rakshas hai. Huge demons, you know, like four of them standing there like that, covering the sun practically. And then immediately everyone becomes ready. Then he's concerned, Sugriv, for Lord Ram, and he says, get ready and we may have to destroy them. And then, even though Lord Sugriva knows the power of Ram, but still, you know, he's concerned. So he protects. Get ready, we have to protect Ram. That's his mood. Vibhishan tells the purpose and the reason of his arrival. That I have frustrated with Ravan and I want to come and take shelter of Lord Ram. Why and how Vibhishan takes shelter is also very interesting. I know I'm a little going ahead, but because this is a precursor to Ram Navami, I thought I'm going to take advantage of this class that has been given to me. I'll speak a little Ram Katha also. How and why Vibhishan takes shelter? First, he by giving up selfishness and egoism. He said, I don't know, so much facility I have, how can I leave? And ego. What will I know? In front of everyone I'll be neither here nor there. But he didn't worry about all this. By approaching the Lord's men, he didn't approach Ram first. His men, the devotees. And it's not that ab ye nahi to shatru samne khada uske paas chale jaye. He considered very nicely whom is he taking shelter. While taking shelter, you have to consider at least three things, it is said. You have to consider saulabhya, accessibility of that shelter. You have to consider dayaluta. Is he really concerned about me? When I take shelter, he'll be really concerned about me. And number three, does he have the competency, samarthya? He said, yes, Ram is very accessible. Anyone, any moment can take shelter. Crying out to the name of Lord Ram, Hare Krishna, you're actually there. Accessibility is there. And he really waits. In fact, he is more eager for us to come to him than we are to go to him. And only he, Mam eva ye prapadyante maya metam tarandite. Mam ekam sharanam braja. Other than this, no one else can actually has the ability to give us shelter against the inflictions of maya. So this is the right decision. It's not that the nearest person he went and took shelter with full consideration. He wants to do it immediately so that he may not change his mind later. Kal kare so aaj kare so ab. Don't procrastinate. Shubhasya shigram. Sometimes, you know, some good thought comes. Some book distributor comes and says, Gita kharido. Don't wait for 5 seconds. 5 seconds. Kitana Gita? 120 rupaya. 120 rupaya mein kya kya mil sakta hai mere ko aaj. Baad mein kharidunga. Dekhunga. Good things have to be done. Sometimes, charity especially. Immediately you have to do. If you think you will never do it. Spontaneously. The heart force. But the intelligence, you know, stops it. Be reasonable. Shukracharya told this to Bali, hey, bohut jyada de raha hai tu, soch le. It's good actually. That's good decision. But at a wrong person. With a wrong person he was claiming this. But luckily, after Tushnim Babhuva, he considered and he said, no, this is the right thing. I don't mind what are the consequences. I know this is the right thing. So that gut feeling was also there and he considered it. He said, no, whatever happens. Now Ram calls for a meeting. Again, listen to this. Here also he is taking an independent decision. But this is first after considering. Everyone he listens carefully. All the Vanara sign. He's standing there at the high in the air and Ram calls for a meeting. So all the Vanara chiefs are there and Ram says, listen, Vibhishan has already come. Thoda emergency meeting hai. Kya karna hai? Usko ashray dena hai ki nahi? Should we give or not? Sugriva says, my dear Lord, he is Ravana's agent. He may cheat us. And if you ask me, apprehend him and kill him right now. Vapas nahi jana chahiye. Hare Krishna. I didn't know I could sound like Ravan. This is just to wake you up, not to make that cry. Says, Angad, what do you say? Angada says, I think admit him temporarily, put him on probation period, Chimaina. And closely examine his qualities. Jindrat, just check him. Check him out a little and then accept. Huh? Accept, no problem, but check him out. Sharabha, one of the leaders, what do you say? I think we should give him an assignment. Chota sa ek assignment de dena. And let us see how he does it. And appoint a spy who should see how he does his job. Achha kiya, andar le len. Just to confirm whether it's trustworthy or not. Jambavan, what do you think? Jambavan is the wisest of the Lord and sitting there, old man. Jambavan says, very difficult to understand his heart. The time, the place and circumstances are suspicious. If you really wanted to take your shelter, what is the time? Right now, just before the warriors come? He may want to find out all the details and mobile se phone kar diya to, bhej diya to information, hamara sara information idhar ka. Time. The place. He's come right in our camp. He's left him and come here. And the circumstance under which he has come. Why didn't he surrender before? He had so much opportunity. He didn't know. Did he not know? When the day Sita came, he should have come here. Why is he coming now? Because he's a very powerful person. Please understand, he's like another Ravan. Practically Ravan, little change of heart, that's all. Otherwise, he's as powerful as Ravan. And having him inside, as the most intimate person, very dangerous. I don't think you should give him shelter at all. This is Jambavan speaking, after deep consideration. Mahinda, what do you say? Mahinda says, send a shrewd spy to engage him in casual conversation. Kaisa hai? Hawa pani kaisa hai? Lanka ka? Keep talking to him and from him extract some information. Pata karo uski hirde ki baat kya hai. Then he says, if everyone has spoken, Hanuman, you have first hand information, you have gone already and visited the whole the place and you tell us, what do you think is best? Hanumanji says, my lord, you know best. But because you have asked me to speak, as a duty I have to speak. So it is like showing mombatti to suraj. Showing a candle to the sun, you know better. You are seated in the heart of everyone, what can I tell? But still, as a service you have asked me, therefore I will speak. First of all, my lord, he is talking about giving an assignment. Assignment is to... First assignment is to go and kill Ravan. So that is impractical. Abhi usko dusra thodi seva de sakte. Toilet cleaning karo, baad mein dekhenge. 6 mahina toilet cleaning. Are, by the time war will be over, we are on the bank about to cross. Not practical. Keeping a spy is okay if he's in a distant land. He's sitting next to us, facing nose to nose. What to keep a spy? I don't think that is very practical. And as regards suspicious about time, place and circumstance, I don't think it is the right time to surrender. What is the right time? The day, the moment you decide, that is the time, best time. The place you decide, that is the best place. And that is the best circumstance. Imagine the time. Did Draupadi consider the time? Nay, I am not in a proper condition, because I am in my period, so this is not the proper time to surrender. 3 days later I will surrender. Arey, she was helpless. Arjuna did not consider, battlefield, this is not prayer. I'll go to the temple after the whole war is over. Krishna, I'm come to surrender. Are, this is the place, right place. I'm confused, bewildered. So there is no question of time, place and circumstance for this consideration. You want to surrender to the Lord, do it now. Now is the best time. Now is the best place. Now is the best circumstance and situation. Engaging in person to converse with him is futile, because Vibhishan can easily cheat us. He can speak to us very nicely. That's not. Or he may not respond. You may converse, bolo na. Pehle boss ke paas le jao, boss se baat chit karunga. He may not speak at all. What will you do? Then he says, my lord, we estimate a person's integrity. He gives four signs how to test a person's integrity. First is ingitam. Ingitam means his intention. What is his intention? And Hanumanji knew very well how to study the face and how to study the situation and how to speak. Ram is very impressed in Ayodhya Kand, the Kishkindha Kand. First time Hanumanji meets him, the way he speaks, he tells Lakshman, look at this person, how cultured, how refined. You know, sometimes people speak and sometimes there are singers. If you hear them, wonderful. Don't see them. Something, all kinds of faces, the kind of actions they make. Better to close your eyes and hear to the music. Some people are like that, you know. Wonderful singers. As long as you don't, put a screen and just hear them. Speaking also, some people make, you know, so many gestures and all that, you know. So perfect and very refined in speaking. So he says, ingitam, see the intention. He has no evil intention. From what I can see, he has no evil intention. Number two, facial features. He says, he doesn't look like a villain. He doesn't look like carefree. Guiltless heart. He's straightforward face. Now sometimes villain, you know, sometimes in Hindi movie they show. The moment he comes, everyone knows, aa gaya hai, gunda aa gaya. Sometimes our Shrida Mahaprabhu did that with Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha. The way he looked, everyone came to know, abhi villain aa gaya abhi. Of course, you can be a wonderful face and still be a villain at heart. But Hanumanji could make out. And behavior, he's fearless and he's very steady. And speech is very clear, direct, no hastiness, no obscurity. Recently, you know, last to last year, when myself and Gaurgopal Prabhu went to Ukraine. So, with passport, some difficulty was there. So, that lady took our passport, went inside. And she made a stand near one particular place, near the pillar. You just stand there. I'm coming in 5 minutes. And we were standing there. And I suspected. I said, "Jarur yahan camera laga hai." And in the 5 minutes, they're going to see us. If you're talking like this, maybe they'll think, kuch toh problem hai passport mein, isiliye, jhoot baat bolna, ye puche toh ye prashna hai. So they said, let's relax and talk and joke. And we were like, joking. 3 minutes that lady came in, okay, here is your passport, out. I don't know whether it was true or not, but I started thinking. So let's be relaxed. All these can be imitated. Basically, if you are a good actor. Intention of the heart, Paramatma knows. You can cheat the whole world. You can cheat yourself, but you can't cheat Krishna. He says, to the best of my ability, I have analyzed. He seems honest in seeking shelter. Of course, one thing Hanumanji extrapolates. He says, like Sugriva, he too wants a similar favor, looks like. बड़े भाई को मार के छोटे भाई को मुकुट पहना दिया. सुग्रीव को दे दिया आपने, वाली को मार के. उनको भी लग रहा होगा रावण को मारने के बाद मेरे को अगला लंकेगा, लंकाधीश. मे बी हैज कम फॉर दैट मोटिवेशन. लुक्स लाइक नाउ माय लॉर्ड, आई हैव एग्जॉस्टेड व्हाटएवर आई हैड टू टेल. इट इज अप टू यू टू डिसाइड व्हाट यू वांट टू डू. देन राम finds Hanuman's assessment proper and dharmic. And then he says, Mitra bhavena sampraptam na tyajeyam kathanchana dosho yadyapi tasya sad satameta dagarhitam. Whatever be the lapses in him, this is for us. Whatever be the curves we may have, whatever be the crookedness we may have, whatever be the harm that comes as a consequence, he has come longing for friendship. I am obliged. I will give him shelter. If someone, even one, that's it. Sakradeva prapanno yastavasmi iti chayachate abhayam sarvada tasmai dadamyeta. Even if one time if that person comes and takes shelter of me, I can't reject him, I can't refuse him. And in this way, Sugriva says, my lord, just one second. So what is that? He said, what if he is deceiving and deserting his brother at a crucial time? This is the most crucial time. He is deceiving his brother and his deserting him. Ravan looks at Lakshman and changes a glance. Kon bol raha dekho? He himself also did the same thing. Chor ki daadi mein tinka. So one time, in Akbar's palace, something was stolen. So all the people were brought, and all these fellows with big beard came and stood there. They were like the soldiers who were around. And he was told, Birbal was told, Pata karo. He looked at everyone. Maharaj, chor ki daadi mein tinka hai. So suddenly the fellows, whoever did that is a pakdo, koi chor. So whatever you have in your mind comes out. He was thinking, for my brother I did this. Same this fellow also, mirror reflection. He may be like that. Therefore he can't be trusted. Then Ram considered, as we said, the time, place, the circumstance. And then he said, a proper and clean heart is the most important thing, Ram says. If needed, I can destroy the whole demons and their race by a single jerk of my nail. He's telling that. Then you may ask, pehle se kyun nahi kiya? He said, giving Ravan a last chance. Look, even still he may change. After one time defeating, sending him back, he says, okay, if he turns aside, turns around, I'm ready to go back. I'm not taking pleasure in killing. No father takes pleasure in punishing his children. With great restraint, as much as necessary for their benefit, he may chastise. With a very heavy heart, he does that. So the Supreme Father, he wants to avoid, as much as possible, causing any suffering and misery to his children. Unless they force, by their activities, to invite that kind of a trouble. Then Ram tells the most important statement, Sakradeva Prapannoyas. Even once if someone comes to me and tells, my lord, I am surrendering, and afterwards suppose he forgets, after hearing a good lecture, you may stand in front of Krishna and say, Krishna, please, today I am yours. Because Prabhuji told, therefore I am telling you I am yours. But heart, really I feel. As soon as you go outside the temple, he says, kya bola, kyun bola, ab kuch nahin. My lord, forget it, erase. Still, if you have done it with good intention, even once, you may forget as soon as you go out. He won't forget. Ek baar tu bola tha na. Main nahi bholne wala. Ek achha kaam tu nahi kiya jindagi mein. You did something good. I'm not going to forget. The peculiarity of Rod, please listen. The Lord has some peculiarities. What is that? The Lord is omniscient. Right? Not a blade of... nothing is unknown to Him. Vedaham samatitani vartamanani charjuna. I once went to an orphanage. And there, one girl, little girl, was supposed to speak the thought for the day. And she spoke. A black ant on a black rock in a dark night. No one sees, but God sees. A black ant on a black rock in a dark night. No one sees. Of course, you can't see an ant on a white rock if it's distant away. Meaning, he's omniscient. He says he's omniscient, but he forgets. How can he forget? He says he forgets all the lapses that we have made when we approach him. Saat khon maaf. Abhi tu sudhar gaya na. What is that? Subah ka gaya, sham ko lo. Subah ka bhula. To use bhula nahi kehte. So like that. Somehow, if you have come and doing the right thing, all the past is forgotten. क्या बोला तू कुछ क्या बोला था वो सब भूल गया मेरे को याद नहीं क्या किया था कुछ नहीं किया था तू छोड़ He's omnipotent. You know, he is ajita, but he is conquered over by those who love him. Anyone who comes with love, he can't reject them. He is the supreme lord, but he becomes, he is Ishwara, controller, but he becomes subordinate to the love of his devotee. Sugriva, hearing this, all his reservations are removed. And he goes, embraces Vibhishan and brings him personally. He said, come, come, my Lord is calling you. And Vibhishan completely surrenders and gives up all his upadhi. Can you imagine Ravan, what good influence connection he had. All his connections, all his possessions, enjoyment, etc. Similarly, when a sadhaka gives this up, he finds Krishna, and all that thing that he has given up actually comes back to him in a pure form. Now it becomes Mahaprasad. He rejected the bhoga. And instantly, actually, Prabhu Ramchandra offered him back the whole thing. Even before fighting the war, even here, right there, in Rameshwaram, there's a place. Instantly, he crowned him as the king of Lanka. Though, Ravan is there. So somebody may ask, suppose Ravan afterwards surrendered. Bridge ko dekke, theek hai, surrender. Then, now Ram has failed. So the Acharya say, he would have given Ayodhya. Ayodhya mein tu aaja tu. I'll give you, don't worry. It is Ram's promise. I'll give you myself because you are non-different from me now. So say that was his readiness. Because Bharat will tell me and I will give you. So you can rule. That was the instant reciprocation that the Lord makes. He gives us back. We are not the losers. But gives it in a more pure form. Now it is Ram Prasad. Mercy of Lord Ram. And then Ram asks for the assessment of Ravana's strength and army. And Vibhishan gives him the full detail. Sara pol khol diya. He didn't hide anything. And finally, Ram declares. This is Ram's vakya. He says, I shall kill Ravana with his whole dynasty. Like he's telling that Kamsa will be killed. I've given him a chance. He's not releasing my parents yet. So he's telling him, he's not released Sita. Theek hai. I gave him enough chance. I shall tell you for sure. Install you as the king of Lanka. Till then, I won't return to Ayodhya. Ravana can't escape death wherever he tries to escape. Any place, just like Durvasa Muni trying to go Vaikuntha also. I am there in Vaikuntha also. Wherever he goes. I swear this by my three brothers. This is how serious Ram's promises. Vibhishan also promises. And in this way, Ram asks Lakshman to bring the sea water and instantly coronate him as the king of Lanka. So in this way, we see how in this situation, Vibhishan became very beautiful. Not that suddenly he became fair. I don't know how Vibhishan looked. But brother of Ravana means he must be also having similar features. But he became so dear, not only to the Lord, to all his devotees. So that's the inner beauty that Kubja received. Kubjaya kimunama rupa charitam. Vamshako vidurasa yadavapate ugras. Bhaktya tushyati kevalam nacha gunaihi. Bhakti priyo madhava. So it's actually this devotion of the heart that is the real beauty of the soul. And that is what Krishna is, through this beautiful pastime, attracting everyone as an offer. This is it for you to become beautiful eternally. Eternally. Hare Krishna. There is a little announcement. I hope you all know, day after tomorrow is Janmashtami, Ram Navami.